of Creedlam Streets. It was Brother Femi, Brother Tola, Brother Debo, Sister Ronki. Who else was there? You weren't there? Okay. It was just the brothers, you know. So when we see things like this, don't let us think that it is up to us to get it done. What is up to us is to go on our knees. And then what the Father wants to do, he will do. You know, we are going out to Nigeria. We've been going out to reaching Mercy Barrels, going to Guyana. You know, what the Lord's blessing is upon this church is part of what we are doing. Remember what we said last week. He that lends, he that gives to the poor, does what? Lends to the Lord. And I told you, God is the best creditor to lend to. He that gives to the poor lends to the Lord. Whether you know it or not, you are lending to God of your time, of your material, of your treasure, of your all. And God blesses. God does bless, my brothers and sisters. Let's not forget that. So last week, we were dealing with the issue of giving thanks, gratitude, right? And one of the things we talked about is that we took that scripture from Thessalonians that it is the will of God. Let's go, let's read it together. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Vincent, would you read for me, please? Can we get a mic for me too, so that those at home can. Is that Soji back there? Soji, you are home. All right, it's good to see you. Okay. All right, me too.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Not, don't go yet. So in this scripture, it says to give thanks in all things, right? Okay. Also read Ephesians 5:20. We didn't read that last week, but we'll read that today. Ephesians 5:20 says what?
Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So this one says to give thanks for all things. We did mention last week, giving thanks to God for all things, you know. But my wife, who listens very, very intently, you know, came to ask me that, please make it clear. Okay. She asked me, so if somebody is raped, do we give thanks to God for the person being raped? No, we don't. So she said to make it clear to everybody. That is not that we give thanks for evil things that happen. Evil things are bound to happen because we live in a fallen world. Evil things are bound to happen because of sin within the world. But one thing we know as Christians, even in the midst of evil, we have God who not only protects but cares for his own. Now, it is for those things that we give thanks for. So if somebody is raped, you don't say, oh God, we thank you for the person, for the rape, right? But we say, Lord, thank you because you are a healer. That this person unto whom this evil has happened can find healing in you. That you can succor and protect the person. That you can care for such a person. So, when we read scriptures like give thanks for all things, we balance it out that in all things, give thanks. So in the midst of evil, we can still give thanks, not for evil that happens. But we give thanks for the God that sees us through those evil times, those evil situations. The things, you know, a woman has a miscarriage. Do we say, oh, God, we thank you for the miscarriage? No, we don't. But we thank God because the God is this, the same God who can replace is the God that replaces, the God that cares for. That is whom we give thanks to. Now, if in everything about our lives, we can see that the paramount factor for a Christian is not the situation you are in. It's the person who can see you through every situation. If we hold on to that, thanksgiving will be truly meaningful. And let me give you an example of what I mean by that. I was reading about the life of Joseph, right? Joseph was a teenager, just like all you guys. Teenager, well, maybe in his early 20s, I don't know. Maybe he was younger. He was a teenager, okay? Joseph was a young boy that was very greatly loved by his father. And for whatever reason, his father loved him more than all the other children, which in itself is not good. So if you have many children, please don't love Mitu more than Derry. Okay. don't love Toby more than Tommy. They're all, you know, we know Titi is the youngest. She can be the darling of the family. So you love your children equally. Don't show favoritism to any child. If not, you will suffer for it too. So Joseph, his father, and his father showed it. His father made him a coat of what? We all know the story, a coat of many colors. The significance of a coat of, normally in that tradition, that coat of many colors should be the coat for the firstborn. Because that was a coat of privilege. But it was Joseph that was given to. So his brothers hated him. And because of that, his brothers did evil to him, in that his brothers now sold him into slavery. You know, you can imagine, for Keke, for Kiki to take Keke and bundle Keke and give her to the veterinary people to take her away. Keke, how would you feel? You feel sad. You love your sister, right? That's how Joseph loved his brothers. But they yanked him from the family and sold him. And he was alone where they sold him, because he eventually ended up where? In Egypt, alone. All his family was away from him. They told his father that he was dead. He himself didn't know whether he was going to ever see his family ever again. When he got into Egypt, God was with him. Because there was a woman that was after him. That woman now told a lie about him. And from that place where he was sold, he was taken to prison. And he was forgotten in prison. He became sad. He didn't know what was going to happen to him. And one day, the king heard about him from something that happened in prison. And that was how Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt. And because of that, something happened to Joseph, that because of the wisdom that God gave Joseph, he was able to save Egypt. Because at that time, in that region of the world, a famine. Do you know what a famine is? What's a famine? Very good. A shortage of food. There was no food. And in where he left, the country of his own birth, everybody there will have died because of the shortage of food. You are too young to know, but when we were a little bit younger, there was a musical thing that was done. We are the world. They are the children. They are the world, Abby. Let us, Brother Leroy, you remember that one? There comes a time. Okay, so that one, they did it because there was a famine in Ethiopia. And a lot of people died. A lot of children were malnourished. There was a picture that was taken by a Pulitzer Prize photographer of a young boy that was on the floor, and a vulture was right next to the child, waiting for the child to die, for the vulture to devour the child. So that was the kind of thing that was happening in that part of the world. And eventually, his brothers had to come to Egypt to look for food, not knowing that Joseph was the prime minister. Of course, Joseph was now an adult. They didn't know that that was their brother any longer. And eventually, Joseph revealed himself to them. And something that Joseph said struck me. Joseph said to them that you guys, what you did to me, you meant it for evil. But God meant it for good, for the saving of many souls. For the saving of many souls. So many times, even through some things that we see as evil happening, we don't know the hand of how God will save us or use us or what God means through it. And that is why I am saying that the factor that matters in everything about our lives, whether we see it as evil or good, or this happening, or it is the Christ that is able to save us. Because we might not know whether this is God's hand through what we count as evil, God doing something. Because we can only know looking back. But many times when we are going through it, it is not pleasant. We can say, ah, thank God. Somebody has cancer. You can't say, God, I thank you for this cancer. But you can say, God, I thank you because even through this, you will see me through. So the Christ we serve is, and that is why we always remind us as a church, when we come to church, we have not come to an activity. Church is not an activity we do. Church is not a club we go to. Church is not a... What else do people... Sorry? A recreation place. There's one reason why we come to church. It's because of a person. If we forget anything, let us not forget that. It's because of a person. Once we lose sight of that person, what we have left will become chaff. Do you know what chaff is? You don't know what chaff is? Okay. Chaff is like grass. It looks like wheat, but it has no nutrients in it. It has nothing. What people do with chaff is that they gather it. It's good for burning fire. So they gather it and use it to burn fire. But when chaff, when wheat and tears, when those kind of grass are growing together, you don't know the difference. But one will grow and have nutrients. The other will grow and be wheat. So once we forget Christ and lose Christ, what we'll have will be theology. What we'll have will be methodology. What we'll have will be what some people call cessationism today. Because I don't know how you believe that Christ is coming back, God will come back to earth, and you feel that, all the miracles of God has ceased. Once we lose Christ, we will go into new age. We will go into so many things. We will go into prosperity gospel because money will become it. Something has to fill the void that Christ has left. So that is why I'm saying, brothers and sisters, the only reason why we come here is that this Christ, that we might know him, that he might be glorified. My life has meaning because of Christ. You young ones, you will come to the place one day where you would walk, you will have money. But money doesn't give meaning to life. It only aids the meaning life has become. There are people with money, I can tell you, there are many, many people with money who the money can't help them in any way. When your life has meaning, young ones, you know something? When your life has meaning, that is the only time you will feel it's worth living. Remember, what year were you born? 2002. Okay, you would not know because you'll be too young. Maybe daddy would know. In 2008, there was something called a global financial crisis. You'll remember in America. Eh? You don't remember what happened. Okay. So I was working for Freddie Mac. Many people were sacked in Freddie Mac, including me. I lost my job. But you know something that happened on Wall Street? People who had millions of dollars, and millions became, maybe you had 2 million, it became 500,000. Some people were committing suicide because of that. If you commit suicide because you went from 2 million to 500,000, then your life is really very, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. But you know why life would not be worth anything? It's because Christ is not at the center. No matter how beautiful you girls are today, if Christ is not the center, life will be mean, it will mean nothing. Because beauty is only for a time. It will fade. But if your life is not connected to Christ, if your life is connected to the beauty, and you have an accident and there's a Ibadan mark on your face, you know the Ibadan mark? Eh? Oh, Brakunle has corrected me. That Ibadan mark is not like this. It's like a lion claw. You can imagine if that happens, you'll feel like your life is over. Christ is the person that makes life worth living. And once we lose that, we've lost everything. As a church, if Christ is no longer the center of our worship, we've lost everything. Because we will always be grasping for something that would not have meaning. So the gratitude that we bring is because Christ has given our life meaning. The gratitude we bring, you know, when you now have money, you can say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I'm bringing something out of the abundance of what you have given me. I'm acknowledging you. Our offering is to acknowledge that Christ is Lord over all that we have. Our worship is to acknowledge that Christ is Lord over our lives itself. Christ is everything to us, brothers and sisters. All right? Like I said, I won't be long today. So, did I cover everything, honey? Thank you. All right. So, that concludes our talk, our sermon on gratitude. So, brothers and sisters, gratitude is important. It's important. Each day we live, let us find something to be grateful for. Our sisters who went to Liberty, Sister Kemi said, there are some people what we call used clothes. Some people are struggling to get it. We sent some clothes to Guyana. I will never forget that picture that Grandma Nett sent. What we sent as used clothes, somebody's using it as their wedding dress, the best they have. So we've been blessed beyond measure. Gratitude, let's not forget. Let us pray. Father, once again, we give thanks for another Sunday in which you have given us life. Thank you for liberty in Oshogbo. Thank you for all our sisters that went, that you brought back safely. Father, thank you that you have also been showing us that all we do has to be birthed in prayer. And as we have been thinking and praying about Trinidad and Tobago, about what we should do in Guyana, Lord, we commit it once again into your hands. Help us, just like we prayed in all things that you have established in this church. Help us in this prayer to know your will for us, O Lord, so that whatever we do, we can always look to you for the provision, for the direction. And as Moses said, Lord, do not let us go if you will not go with us. This is our prayer. So we look to you, O Lord, as you are using us in all these places and all that we do. The glory is yours. Our desire is that through this, many more will come to the knowledge of Christ. Many more will be saved. That the same grace that we have been granted, we want to see many more experience it. So use us, Father, as your battle axe in the world. When you are looking for people, look towards us, O Lord, to stand in prayer, to be your voice, to be your hands, to be your feet in this world. Father, thank you for today. We give thanks, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord.